World and State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I am your co-host, Sarah.
And I think I've probably definitely mentioned this, but Sarah probably has too. Not really into sports.
Mm-hmm.
Just not at all into sports. And so I think we mentioned this on a previous episode that we weren't even aware of what was going on with the World Cup and where we were.
It was a different podcast. But yeah, I think it was on Tuesday. So I don't remember. Maybe the travel podcast. But yeah.
No, I think it was the World Cup because of Korea and that whole thing.
Maybe. Okay.
Anyways, whichever pocket. We host several podcasts, so we're all sorts of confused. And sports, so we're even more so confused.
And I have no concept of time.
Also that's also confusing. Everything is confusing. Except for this, which I really love. Although, again, my concept of sports. So, in that the World Cup has happened, is happening.
Is happening.
Sure. Let's go with that. And Jesse Lingard, who plays for, no idea, but something in the World Cup, did, after a score, the shoot dance. And when I first saw this, I'm like, okay, that's a great name for scoring a soccer goal, but what the heck is the shoot dance?
Yes. How is it spelled, the shoot dance?
S-H-O-O-T.
Okay. So, it could be shoot, C-H-U-T-E.
Well, then it wouldn't be as good for soccer scoring.
But only if you saw it spelled.
Well, okay. I saw it spelled.
Okay.
So that's why I got that. I actually have seen the dance. I just didn't know what it was called because I'm pretty sure Childish Gambino and the kids are doing it in his This Is America video, which makes sense since part of that video is about dances that are, you know, social media things and things that are popular on social media. This is evidently very popular on social media, and he did it, and some of his teammates joined in with him. But this is evidently a thing he does, which I really love.
Okay.
And that he scores and does dancing, because of course that's what you do.
So this is clearly, you know, the other kind of football because in American football you get penalized now if you do too much crazy celebrating when you score points.
But I kind of agree with that because that stopped being like, hey, I did something really awesome and a dance, to I've got to have this like choreographed
entire routine
performance art thing. It's like, stop. Just,
yeah.
It's fine when you want to do a cute little dance, but if you've got to have this whole acted out thing.
Backup dancers and.
And it's planned ahead of time, that's taking it too far. Like, if it's just in the spur of the moment, I feel that hyped sort of thing. Okay, cool. But yeah, so I'm fine. And again, I don't watch sports, so it's not like it's upsetting me to not see the touchdown or whatever celebration.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love that people were sort of like, I think that Lingard only plays just to dance. Like, he doesn't even play soccer. We don't even care about scoring for the goal and what's the score. It's like, oh, he scored. Okay, now we get a dance. And his teammates join in on him. So he's done, and I've never heard of these either, but I've seen at least one of them. I'm going to pronounce it Shmoney.
Shmoney? I saw that word, and I wasn't sure either.
I'm completely butchering. That's the one where it's like, I saw it spelled and don't know what it is. And also the Millie Rock dance. But I love the fact that even though he scores, his teammates will sometimes come in and do the same dance like they scored. Like it's their dance. And so people were commenting on that too. Like, Pogba doesn't even need to score just to dab/dance again. And I'm just like, well, I mean, if clearly this has become a thing of we don't actually care about. I'm sure they do actually care about, like, actually scoring and winning a game.
Oh, yeah.
But from the little clips, it almost seems like, oh, yes, now I get to dance. All right, dance party, let's go. To the point that this would be one of those things that I would, except for the fact that soccer games take a long time and can go a long time without anybody scoring. True. This would be like, if this happened you know, relatively often, I'd almost want to watch soccer for that. Just to see, okay, what's that person going to do for a dance? Okay, he scored twice. What's he going to do for the second time? Because this is the only way, evidently, I do sports. So, like, for example, my sister, I don't think she's into it as much now, but for a while was into hockey, like, mm-hmm. heavily. She, like, DVR'd the hockey games, particularly because she was a Chicago Blackhawks fan, and she started really getting into it whichever year it was, a few years ago, when they won the, I'm going to go with championship, though I don't actually know what it's called.
It's a cup.
The Stanley Cup. Stanley Cup, that's right. Yeah, look at us. We're getting there. So anyways, she had those DVR'd, and she wanted to watch them on the TV in the living room as opposed to the TV in her room, because the living room TV is a little bigger. And so we came to an agreement of, okay, these are certain times you can watch the TV, and I would just stay out there and watch it with her. Hockey goes faster than soccer, although you can still have a lot of back and forth from one end to the other without anyone scoring.
Right.
But I liked it for the fighting. It was like, I don't care about the score unless you did a hat trick, because I still have never seen a hat trick on home ice, where evidently, I guess, everyone then has to throw their hat in.
Oh.
I want to see a hat trick on home ice. I need to, desperately. Okay. But I haven't seen that. But I would always sort of be hoping, like, people would get into a fight. That was my whole reason of watching hockey, is, are they going to fight now? No. Why aren't you fighting? Like, that was, you should fight, like, because I'm encouraged. I don't like boxing, and I don't like MMA, but I need fighting in hockey for some reason.
Yeah. He is dancing.
Are you watching the shoot dance?
Well, I was trying to watch it, and then the internet froze up right as he started to dance, so all I saw was him running, and then his teammates jumping on him, and I'm like, there's no dancing.
And I feel that this is why, at least for now, they're not penalized so much, because he's been doing it very quick. To the point where I'm like, I feel people had to watch this clip a few times to get what dance he was doing.
Yeah, the shoot dance
was obvious, but like the other ones, I was like, I don't, even if I knew that dance, I wouldn't know he was doing that dance, because he did it for like 3 seconds and then was like,
it was very short, and then, yeah, team pile.
Yeah. But this is now becoming a thing where I'm like, I want to watch sports, not for the sports. So, like, I also really like it when in baseball, there's like the dugout clearing brawls.
Oh.
I have no idea why. Again, I don't like fighting sports.
You're a very violent person.
No, I don't like
You don't like fighting sports. You just like fighting in nonviolent sports.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
Because it's unexpected. I like the unexpected. I like the, you know, really random dance when you finally score a goal in soccer. Because seriously, I actually played soccer as a kid and I found it fun. But it's one of those things where I don't quite get the spectator part of it. Save for the scoring. When the score is fine, it's exciting, but you have to go to like an hour and a half sometimes before that happens. It's like, oh.
My sister and I used to drive one of her boyfriends crazy many years ago by when he would watch baseball. Uh-huh. We would root for whichever team was spinning the most. That's how we decided which team we would root for. Aww. We would watch, because, you know, there's a lot of either gum chewing or, you know, other things they're chewing. And so we'd count how many times they were spitting and then root for that team.
Wow.
Yeah. We made our own fun.
I mean, my system is a little, you know, more systematic, if you will, in that, like, in Olympics, I'll generally root for whichever country has never had a medal in that event. Mm-hmm. If they happen to mention some random fact like that, like they've never had a medal or they've just never had an athlete in this sport period before, I'm like, cool.
Yes.
Rooting for that person.
I like to root for the underdog also.
Although my family got really upset with me for one time, which was so ridiculous, because it was Christmas or something and they were showing an old Olympics. It wasn't even, because it was Christmas, so it wasn't Olympic period. We never have Olympics at Christmas. But they were showing like the Olympics from 4 years ago, because the next Winter Olympics were coming up, and it was speed skating with Apollo Antonono, and we had all already seen it, so we knew he won a medal. Couldn't remember what color, but we knew he got a medal from this race.
Right.
So I just randomly was like, okay, I'm going to root for whichever country. And they all looked at me like I was crazy. What the heck are you doing? I was like, we know he gets a medal. This is from 4 years ago. Nothing I'm doing right now. And also, it's like yelling at the TV. That's not going to change the game.
No,
they can't hear you.
They can't. But it doesn't stop me from yelling at the TV. Even on, let's say, a movie I've seen like 20 times, I'll still yell at the TV and they still never listen to me.
How dare they?
I know.
They're just so rude. Ignore me all the time.
All the time.
But yeah, so this has now become my, if I'm forced to watch sports thing, I will root possibly for a fight in a non-fighting sport or for dancing in a sport where things don't happen. This is what sports are for. That's my rule. But I do also like continuing with sports and things I don't know about, in that ESPN, I do know there is a thing called ESPN. Aren't you proud of me?
I'm very proud of you.
And ESPN also has a magazine in which every year they do a body issue. And this year, for the first time, there is a same-sex couple.
Oh.
Body issue.
Oh.
So it is two women from Seattle. One of them plays for the Seattle soccer team, and one of them plays for the Seattle basketball team, although I can't remember either of those names right now because, you know, sports. Mm-hmm. But this is the first time they've had a same-sex couple for the body issue in 10 years. It's in its 10th year now.
Hmm.
And I just think it's really great.
Is that the one where the athletes are all naked?
Yep.
Yep.
Body issue. Can't you tell?
Well, I just was double-checking.
Yeah. So I think it's actually really cute. You see them both with whichever ball for whichever sport they play. I couldn't tell you.
They're first thing that came up when I typed it in.
Yeah. Because, and also naked.
Well, yeah.
But I think it's really cute. And people were also very much fond of this. And the fact that it is right now Pride Month to have a same-sex couple on the body issue is just like, it's all tying in together. And this is, again, why sports exist. Not for, you know, actually playing or scoring or anything. For all the other stuff.
Yes, that's, all of the other
that,
stuff.
That's why uh-huh. sports are here, yeah?
Totally, yeah.
I,
for those of us who don't like sports, people who love sports are out there screaming at us right now.
Like, they're probably saying, you know, I could explain the whole entire thing of soccer to you.
See,
and I'm just like, but
for instance, I live in a household where sports is on all the time, and ESPN is on all the time, and my husband is talking to people, other people about sports, and mm-hmm. can I tell you, okay, those of you out there who love sports, you may want to tune out for a few minutes because I do not give a flying whatever, insert right. phrase here, where LeBron James is going to play basketball next year.
I saw that. There was a billboard.
He's an amazing player.
On the
good
highway
for him,
about that.
But I don't like, care.
What?
And why? All of the speculation is just ridiculous. They've been talking about this for months.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I also don't care.
So. We don't care. Stacey and Sarah don't care.
We only care about the non-regular things in sports. The dancing, the fighting,
the spitting,
couples.
The couples. Yep.
And the spitting, yes.
So not
all
anymore,
those,
but
all the greatest things about sports.
Agreed.
So on that note, we're going to take a break. Stay tuned.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media and News Podcast.
Who will we be offending in this segment, Stacey, with our...
Well, I will probably be offending, but I believe you've actually watched this show, so you might not offend.
Oh, okay.
In the Game of Thrones.
I have seen... I think I saw all of last season.
All of the last season?
The last season that was on.
Wait, is it still going?
Yes, season left, I believe. I could be wrong. But okay. My husband has watched all of them. I watched bits and pieces here and there, and then I did sit down and watch the whole of last season with him. Bonding, I don't know.
Sure. Okay.
You know, that wasn't a ditch I was willing to die in of the not watching Game of Aww. Thrones. So I said, yeah, I'll watch it with you.
Okay. So I've never seen it because I also just didn't have that channel for most of the time, but I at least know the name of Jon Snow.
Uh-huh.
Because I have no idea if he's a main character or if he's just a very interesting character.
I don't know how you define main characters on that show because right. there are so many, but he is, yeah, he's pretty up there.
Okay, then do you know, I'm gonna go with Ygritte. Is it Ygritte?
I know her as the Wildling more than I know her as her actual character name.
Yeah, I saw that. Someone posted a thing about like the King of the North and the best Wildling, and I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so they live beyond the wall. There's this wall that is separating, I don't even, and I didn't see the first few seasons, so I can't explain this properly. I apologize, Game of Thrones fanatics. There's a wall, the Wildlings live behind the wall. They're, you know, the wall is to keep out other scarier things, but keeps out the Wildlings as well. But then Jon Snow somehow went behind the wall and was sleeping with her. And you know how that happens. It's like Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
Like Game of Thrones. But then she died. Sorry, spoiler, but that was several seasons ago.
So in the wife imitating art, though hopefully not with the dying part,
right.
Jon Snow and Ygritte got married.
At her family's castle.
Yes, but not the characters, the actual real people, actors got married.
Yes.
Kit Harington and Rose Leslie got married at a castle in Scotland.
In Scotland that belongs to her family, but is also available to rent if you want to also get married there.
And have your own Game of Thrones themed wedding, theoretically.
Theoretically, although it didn't look like it.
It wasn't actually Game of Thrones themed. It had lots of Game of Thrones actors.
Actors, yeah.
And people were, of course, flipping out about this. I guess they have a relationship on the show, and then she died.
Yeah,
supposedly. Yeah. But it's like, you know, the ending, I guess they possibly right. would have wanted.
And again,
instead,
this was all before I started watching it. Their relationship and her dying. I mean, Jon Snow died too, but then he came back.
All I know is there's a woman who gives birth to dragons.
No, she doesn't give birth to dragons.
Oh, she
doesn't?
She's
the mother of dragons, but they hatched for her. Ugh. There is a woman who gives birth to, like, a smoke monster thing.
See, all I know is something about women and dragons and also incest.
I've got nothing. Quite a bit of that.
And lots of people die. I've never read or seen this, but I do love how just completely excited, like, ridiculously excited people were about this wedding.
Yes. It did look like a very beautiful wedding.
It looked very cute, but I think part of it was... they played characters who had a relationship
and then
actually got married. And that's always, you know, interesting. Although I don't, it being Hollywood, I think the success rate for that is also not.
Yeah. I always root for Hollywood couples that have been married a long time. Speaking of not teams that we root for, but mm-hmm. Hollywood couples have been married for a long time. I'm always like, keep going. You can do it.
Or the really rare ones where they get remarried. I'm like, I'm not sure why you made that choice, but I hope it really works out this time.
Good luck on the second time around.
Right. Yeah. But the ones where, you know, they actually started by playing characters who were in a relationship, I'm always worried because I'm like, how much of that is the real person and how much of that is just that's the character? Because that was, I believe, both definitely Bette Davis, and now I can't remember who else, where they married their co-star, and then they later had a quote of, like, they thought they married the character, not me.
Well, hopefully we've, you know, we're a little more beyond that in this day. And I mean, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully you can differentiate in your real life and your acting life, but...
Well, hopefully since, you know, one and or both of them died, and so there was hopefully a period where you weren't with this person as the character.
Right.
You got to know this person as the person. But I love how, like, there was someone who was talking about wherever this Scottish castle is, that it's not a very big town. And so she was freaking out because it's like, all the Game of Thrones actors are in my not at all big town. Nothing ever happens in this town. All the Game of Thrones people. And she was, I think she said she was, like, hiding in a bush.
She was hiding in a bush.
I'm like, okay. Then. I'm not a Game of Thrones fan, so I couldn't say whether or not that's usual behavior for Game of Thrones people, but
I couldn't tell you on that one. I do, back to all the deaths that happen on Game of Thrones, there's a picture that often shows up on social media of the stack of George R. R. Martin's Game of Thrones series with a sticky note or, you know, a flag
for every death.
And it's just like, I can't even begin to describe how many sticky notes are sticking out. I don't have it up right now, but I'll find it for you.
It's it makes me think of, I used to do that for book reports in school where I didn't know what I was going to write about as I was reading. So I would just put a sticky note for, like, every time a certain character was mentioned or a certain thing that seemed to be a theme was mentioned, to the point that when I did this still for my writing course in college, my professor remarked on it and it was like, you have a system for that, right? Because otherwise it just looks like you were, like, sticky note every she's now brought up the picture.
I don't know how to describe that to people who haven't seen the picture.
Yeah you really should look that up. It's kind of sad, actually.
It is kind of
how
sad.
How do you have any characters left? But yes, I also love, and a number of people made this remark as well, that, you know, this was the royal wedding they'd rather have seen.
No.
Which I'm like, okay, because I'm assuming one and or both of you was a royal character. Again, not a fan. But just the fact that people are like, why was this not televised? And I'm like, well, because it's private people.
Right.
Getting married, unless you were in the small town and hiding in a bush. Like, and again, the picture is very adorable. They're running through, I'm not sure if they're throwing what exactly.
Confetti or petals or something. Yeah, it's hard to tell from the pictures.
Very cute. Very happy looking for both of them, although is she taller than him?
Maybe in heels.
Because she looks taller than him, but it could be the angle of the picture.
Right, there's a couple of...
And if I didn't, if you, I didn't know that was her. I wouldn't know that was the same actress from the clip that I saw where someone, mm-hmm. where they were talking, because she looks very different with long hair.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, oh, yeah, you totally, that person does actually look like, you know, maybe Wildling would be a good name for them, even though I still don't know what a Wildling is. You, in this pretty white dress and the shorter hair, no, that very pretty, but Wildling would not be anything I'd associate with that.
Right. Hmm. I don't think she's taller than him, but, you know. I could be wrong.
Yeah. So it wasn't, there were a number of the actors were there. Peter Dinklage,
who
Emilia
looks
Clarke.
Grumpy in every picture I've seen him. I don't know if he was grumpy. Maybe they just caught him at odd times, but sorry, Emilia Clarke.
Maybe he just didn't want pictures to be at this wedding because it's not a real royal wedding.
I don't know.
And it's not really a Game of Thrones wedding either. It's just their actors. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he was upset. I was like, let's have a private wedding. I don't know.
Or maybe he just, you know, that's they just happened to catch him. Or those were the only ones they published.
Yeah, because we can make a story out of that. So, you know, him being happy for the bride and groom, that's boring.
Right.
But it wasn't clear if George R.R. Martin had come to the wedding or not. They only talked about different actors. I didn't see if he had actually been there or not.
Yeah, I don't know how involved he is in the whole process.
I'm not sure
really.
Either. Like, I remember I did my grad school in Santa Fe, and so there was a thing amongst some of the students at the school. They weren't hunting him down or stalking him, but it was sort of like, oh, did you, like, George R.R. Martin sightings. There was, like, a record kept of George R.R. Martin sightings. Oh, I saw him at this coffee house. It's just like, why are you, what is that? Even, why are you following? Okay, whatever.
She can't even complete sentences, people. It's affecting her so much, she can't even complete her sentences. I can't complete her sentences either because she's so shocked or something.
I don't know that I ever cared enough about any sort of author to be like, oh my gosh, I saw, you know, whoever. Especially if you knew they were in the town, so you were probably going to, I never saw him. But it was like, if you, you know, saw him more than once, why is this a thing we're keeping track of every time we see him?
Right. I mean, it is kind of funny to sort of like a Where's Waldo, but like to be but to be so obsessed maybe is a little extreme.
Yeah.
My father and brother call him Gurr Martin because they're annoyed with his books. They'll read them because they want closure, but he makes them say Gurr.
Yeah. I heard that a lot. Where people were like, so long as he finishes, I don't care what, he cannot die until he finishes, and then he can die. It's like the moment you pin the last word, I'm like, gee, wow, that's nice.
Wow, way to care.
Yeah.
There, folks.
But yeah.
So, authors are people too.
Are they? Are they really?
They seem to be. I mean, they might not be. There are some that are so prolific that you wonder, are they people or machines?
Well, there are some that are machines.
Yes.
They're like writing poetry, and I'm like, I know what. This is not reality. You're a machine writing like new poetry, not just rewriting someone's poetry, coming up with its own poems. And I'm like, what is that? I can't even write poetry. I feel really inadequate now.
I can write haikus. Does that count?
I suck at haikus.
I just like to, I like the counting portion of haiku.
Haikus
you know.
Are hard because I want to say more than I'm allowed.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I now wonder, and I'm sure there are, if there are people like whole Twitter accounts that are just haikus.
Oh, I bet there are.
Of, like, let's take both character limits and syllable limits and put them together because we like limits somehow for some reason. I now I want to go find that out. So we're going to take a break while I go Google haiku Twitter accounts. I don't even know. Whatever it's called. We're going to go find it. So stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. So we did look up Haiku Twitter, and there is a Haiku Twitter bot thing, but it takes other people's tweets and makes them into haikus, and so they're not that awesome. And then there are some that are posting haikus, but they're, again, not their own.
Right, they're posting actual haikus from people who write haikus. We couldn't find an account that was just...
random haikus like, created by a bot.
I'm just going to tweet in haikus.
Yeah, sadly. Or not sadly. Again, I'm not a big poetry fan, so... yeah, and haikus was like, let's just put arbitrary limits on this because... But I have not looked up the history of haikus, and I know... in a lot of Japanese culture, there's a whole reason behind all the things, like the tea ceremony. So I don't know what the reason is for haikus. It was just a painful school thing we had to do in, like, fifth grade, and I've
fifth
hated
grade,
it ever since.
That's when I had to write haikus, but yeah. I liked it.
What is with haikus in fifth grade?
Five
teachers.
Syllables, fifth grade? I don't know.
I don't even know either. So anyways, our final story for today, also kind of to do with writing, is... that Laura Ingalls Wilder has had her name removed from a children's book award.
Mm-hmm.
So this is because, according to the association or the library group that runs it, of quote-unquote dated cultural attitudes in her books. And this is, people fall very strongly on one or the other about this issue. So it was originally, or it was called the Laura Ingalls Wilder Award to Children's Literature Legacy Award. Wow, that is long.
That is long.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. It was originally the Laura Ingalls Wilder Award, and now it's the Children's Literature Legacy Award.
Okay, so
that makes,
that
more,
makes
sense.
More sense.
Because that would have been a long name, and you said award twice. What the heck?
What's going on with you people?
But anyways, and I'm not quite sure what the catalyst was to change it now, because, you know, her books have been out for many, many, many years.
So, almost 100, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think that's happened, or it's about to come up or something. Yeah. But there was concerns, evidently, about how the author portrayed Blacks and Native Americans. And I remember reading as a child Little House in the Woods, Little House on the Prairie, and at some point Farmer Boy, because I guess I was trying to, like, go and read the whole series in order.
Yep, that's in order.
And then I gave up. And part of that, I really like Little House in the Woods. Is it?
Little House in the Big Woods, yeah.
See, I don't remember. I do remember when I first read it, I was like, wait, shouldn't the first one be called The Little House on the Prairie? It's the Little House on the Prairie series. How is the first book not Little House on the Prairie? Is this mislabeled or something? No, it's not. But I liked the first one, so I went on and read the second one, and I didn't quite like the second one, and it wasn't till I was older that I could figure out why, which is Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my gosh, Indians. And the fact that we purposefully went to Indian territory and then are like, Indians, oh my gosh. I was like, but you knew you were in Indian territory, right? Just, what? And, I mean, to be fair, and this is what a lot of people who are upset about this are saying, that was the times, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She was a little girl during the, what even would you call that, settler times? Pioneer times?
Yeah.
And they, you know, weren't the best with cultural sensitivity.
No. And, I mean, unfortunately, her family moved to Kansas and moved into Indian territory where they weren't supposed to be, but did it
anyway.
Well,
they were. The government said you could.
Well, then they left a year later because they weren't supposed to be there. So, yeah, they really weren't supposed to be where they were living. But, so, yeah, it does have a lot of... really crappy parts of our history involved there. Mm-hmm. I still think it's important to understand those parts of our history. So I don't know. I'm intrigued. I can see both sides of this. I am intrigued about the timing, why they decided now. Are we going to strip awards from all author, or, you know, like anything with Mark Twain's name on it? Do we need to take that away?
See, and I've had this discussion with people because Mark Twain is purposefully, I think, being facetious about that. Whereas Laura Ingalls Wilder was writing her actual sort of life story, but she was not, you know, making a statement And I didn't even know there were African Americans in her books because I don't remember there being African Americans. If there were, I don't remember them, and or I didn't get far enough in the books to actually read about them.
There aren't any in the three you read that I can think of, but
yeah. So I don't know where that reference is from, but supposedly, however she describes them is also problematic according to this library group.
Right.
So I mean, on the one hand, history, but on the other hand.
I mean, I don't know if she had written it now like that, definitely. Oh, heck yeah. But from her own perspective, I think it's still important. I mean, you know, I had a great grandmother or great, great grandmother who may or may not have been Cherokee, but nobody talked about it because that was during the time when the popular phrase was the only good Indian is a dead Indian, which is a horrible, horrible, awful thing to say. But it was the reality.
I think someone actually says that in the book as well.
Possibly. And to understand that, in order to understand the circumstances under which the Native American population in this country now live, I don't know.
Well, I think it's fine for the books. And you and I had been discussing off air about, you know, the fact that some people want to ban these books from schools, and I don't think you need to go that far. Like, to, you know, simply explain, this is a historical time, and people learn hopefully as we go through history and aren't as terrible as they used to be, but were terrible at that time, and a lot of terrible things have happened in history.
Oh god, I totally blanked on Pa Don's blackface at one point. Oh, I totally blanked on that. No wonder I blocked it, because it is pretty horrifying.
Wait, when did that happen?
Later in the book, so I think it's a little town on the prairie, maybe.
Okay. They're having
a talent night, and Pa and like four other guys do blackface, and they do like a minstrel show. It's awful. I blocked it. I literally blocked it.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how she got her name on this award to begin with, because I do believe it was called something else, and then they gave it to her, and now we're going to call it something else. I don't think it's terrible that they're not calling this award after her anymore. But at the same time, I don't think that her books are terrible enough to be like, oh, we can't let children read them because whatever. But some people were very upset, and other people were like, how are you being so ridiculous? Can you not see why those books are problematic? So it's both. History was problematic, but you can't pretend it didn't happen.
Right. And I am intrigued. You know, I don't think it's not an award that she started or anything, but it's named after her. So why was it named after her, et cetera, et cetera? It'd be interesting to know.
Her books are, because again, Little House on the Prairie is one of the, most famous iconic children things we know of. And I didn't watch the show either, so I don't have any sort of nostalgic feelings for it.
Completely. Yeah. Not even.
No.
Same name.
That
was so different.
Just this episode is all the things I don't watch. I do. There is a TV in my house, and I do sometimes turn it on, but you wouldn't know that if you listened to this episode.
It's like me on the movie podcast. Nope, haven't seen that movie.
Haven't seen it. Yeah. So on that note of we have no clue what we're talking about, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.